the WDW News Today podcast, Disneyland News Today podcast, and the Disney Pincast are made possible every week by listeners like you and the following fantastic sponsors. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next Disney vacation even more magical. You can book a trip today to the Walt Disney World Resort, the Disneyland Resort, or the Disney Cruise Line, all at great discount rates by choosing Magical Travel. At Magical Travel, they plan your Disney vacation as if it were their own. So visit MagicalTravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
I'm not sponging for rum. It be gold I'm after.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey.
There's no turning back now.
Like a grand and miraculous spaceship, our planet has sailed through the universe of time.
Put up 2, 5, and 7.
Launch us now!
Look at the guy in the goofy mask.
That's not a mask.
Sorry, lady.
I'm sure to do better next time. It was my first flight, and I'm still getting used to my programming.
You made it. I knew you would.
Hi, hello, and welcome. Welcome to our show.
Welcome to the WDW News Today podcast. Bridging the gap between you and the Walt Disney World Resort. Please welcome your host, Tom Corliss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the WDWNT podcast. This will be episode number 66 for November 2nd, 2008. To kick off this week's show, we'll have another great Walt Disney World-based discussion that you voted for. And in this week's opinionated roundtable, we'll be discussing our top 7 must-sees at the Walt Disney World Resort. While the discussion features a ton of variety, we hope you can obtain some helpful information from it. Following that, we have yet another edition of Town Square Talk with Mayor Justin Heyman. And in this week's trip down Main Street WDWNT, we'll inform you about some new videos available on the WDWN2 video site and on some upcoming segments for this podcast, which you can vote for. All of this and much, much more Walt Disney World information and fun awaits for you on this must-see edition of the WDW News Today podcast.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's WDW News Today roundtable discussion that you voted for.
It's time for another roundtable discussion that you voted for on the WDW News Today community forums, and it's our top 7 must-sees at the Walt Disney World Resort. And here to give us their top 7 is Jason Diffendahl from WDW Celebrations.
Hey, howdy, hey.
Luke Manning from Disneyland News Today.
Hey there, Tom.
Kyle Duffield from Disneyland News Today.
Hey, Tom.
I thought it was A, not hey. Anyway, Jose Castillo from right here at WDWNT.
Hey there.
And from the fabulous Magical Travel, Denise Hafto and Kelly Russo.
How's it going?
Hi.
You sound enthused. Anyway,
hi,
so basically what we're going to be doing is ripping off the fabulous show on Walt Disney World Resort television called Top 7 Must-Sees of the Walt Disney World Resort. However, each of us are going to be giving our own personal Top 7 Must-Sees. So that's pretty much it. We're going to be listing them down just like the show does from 7 to 1. So I think we'll start with Jason Diffendahl.
Oh, cool. All right. Here are my top seven in reverse descending order.
And just so you know, we have not disclosed our order or what's on any of our lists to each other. So the comedy that will ensue will be completely spontaneous.
Completely spontaneous. All right. Coming in at number seven, I have Mission Space.
Wow, that made your list.
Well, now here's the thing. Do I have to, like, talk about it, or should I just list my list and be done?
We'll be here all night.
List it, and then we'll just make fun of it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like us.
Okay. Well, I like Mission Space, so there. Screw you all.
How un-Jason was that?
Coming in at number six, Spectro Magic. Number five, I have Splash Mountain. Number four, I have the Magic Music and Mayhem Fireworks from Mickey's Pirate and Princess Party.
Excellent.
Number three, another nighttime spectacular, Illuminations, Reflections of Earth.
Ooh.
Woo!
Number two, Toy Story Midway Mania.
Nice.
And number one, who wants to guess my number one?
Spaceship Earth.
You got it. Spaceship Earth.
Even after refurbishment?
Attraction. No, unfortunately, I have really listed here the Spaceship Earth of 1994, but I didn't know whether this was time travel involved with the top seven must-sees or not.
All right. But you know what? Spaceship Earth would have been on my list, but I actually dropped it off since the refurbishment. Sad but true. Anyway, next up, Mr. Luke Manning. So let the fun begin. How many princess meet and greets are on this?
Zero, since I haven't done any at Walt Disney World.
Oh, that's right. You've only become interested in them recently.
Since well, he started puberty. Up.
He found his manhood. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, number seven, even though I have not been on the attraction in Walt Disney World, is Toy Story Midway Mania. I have experienced the pretty much identical version in Disney's California Adventure, the ride itself. And, yeah, it's a really fun ride, so I really enjoy it.
You're not supposed to talk about it, Luke.
No, you can. Just don't talk about it for an hour.
Yeah.
We don't need another shopping discussion. Yeah.
All right, number six. The choice might seem a bit odd to you, but I love the Country Bear Jamboree. I really think that's one of the best shows that Walt Disney World has to offer. It's a Disney World original, and it's the only place left in the world where you can see the country bears and understand them.
No, you can't.
Unless you speak Japanese.
Yeah.
Or if you have a generator generator running in the background.
I was going to say, I remember seeing them not less than a month ago, and I couldn't understand a word they said. So
I think you're better off getting a translator and going to Tokyo, because at least the translator will understand what they're saying over there. But by the time this show is released, the Country Bear Jamboree will be reopened with a brand new audio system, so it should be pretty good.
Yeah, hopefully.
You can hear them.
You can actually understand what they're saying. Number five is going to be the Tomorrowland Transit Authority, something which I really miss from Disneyland, having the people mover.
You never had it at Disneyland.
You had the people mover.
But yeah, it's a really nice, relaxing ride, and I especially love it when it goes through Space Mountain.
It's hard to believe how popular that ride is. It has such a following.
I know.
That's actually a really good pick for the top seven.
It's a really good ride. I'm surprised it's on the top seven, but it's definitely a good ride.
Number four would have to be Spaceship Earth, and I have not experienced the new version. So this
you are so lucky.
Yeah, I know. But the new version still does have some of the classic feel of the original. Especially the first half of the ride. So spaceship.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to change mine to the Spaceship Earth Ascent only.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Number three isn't an attraction. It's more of the the WDW feeling you get, the sort of feeling that you experience when you drive in onto property for the first time, or you're going to your hotel room, or you're heading into Epcot for the first time, or something.
So
like
are you talking about the escapism, or more just the feeling in general?
Yeah, just the general feeling, not so much escapism, but just
the feeling
when
you don't see the highway behind your hotel.
No.
There isn't
a Hojo behind the Matterhorn.
Unless you're saying Pop Century, because then you can see the highway from your hotel.
Yeah. You know what? What's funny is when we stayed at Pop Century last month, we had the entrance sign, the famous archway, was actually right next to the parking lot. So I kept jumping like back and forth saying, I'm off property, I'm on property.
Wow.
And now this explains how bored Tom was at some point during his trip.
Yes.
It must have been the night that John was in our room.
No comment
no
there.
No comment to be mentioned on this program.
No comment. We do not. We gotta bleep that out. Probably.
Yes. Somebody's gonna need to edit now.
Pause for editing.
Thank you.
Number two is gonna be the Haunted Mansion, which really gets on Jose's nerves for some reason. I love the
Don't
haunted...
get him started. Don't
I
get
love
him
the
started.
Haunted Mansion, and
I'm gonna kick your junk.
Especially after the refurbishment, and again, I have not experienced it after the refurbishment, but it is the stuff that they added to it in 2007 really makes it a spectacular attraction.
You're right; it's 100 billion times better than yours. I agree.
And you need to get over here and experience it.
Number one is going to have to be another feeling, and this feeling is even better than the WDW.
I don't know if we can talk about this one.
Look, is it the feeling you get when you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
or is it the feeling you get when you see Snow White?
The feeling this time...
It's a good feeling. A very good
The feeling this time is the feeling I get when I walk into Epcot. I like Epcot even better than I like Disneyland.
Hear that? Somebody better keep that recording.
That is recorded because we're actually recording for a show. Believe it or not, there are people that actually listen to this. Unbelievable.
Oh my god.
But
you all heard it here first.
But Epcot, seriously, there's just a great feeling that you get. Not so much in World Showcase, but definitely in Future World.
Forget about that back half of the park.
Forget about that
doesn't
back
matter.
Half. It's all about the first 50 feet of Epcot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think Luke wishes when they were pushing those two models together to make Epcot, they sort of just pushed World Showcase off the edge of the table.
No, I love the Grand Fiesta Tour.
Three Caballeros!
Three Caballeros!
What about O Canada?
No, that's not important.
Oh, come on. That's you got to see O Canada.
You got to see Martin Short.
I love Canadian actors with Botox.
Speaking of Caballeros, I think you should move on to Kelly now.
Yes, Kelly Russo. What are your top seven must sees after Luke? Luke's a hard act to follow. He had some pretty good ones. So, Kelly, go ahead.
Well, my number seven is actually the Grand Floridian. I think this is
one. Oh my god! What a surprise!
I'm surprised it's not number one.
I know.
Shut it! I think you'll actually be surprised at my number one. My number six is actually the World Showcase. I love the World Showcase. And I think if you have a chance to walk through the World Showcase and eat and drink, it can be a very wonderful experience.
Especially during Food & Wine.
Right.
The fact is that Luke can't drink, that's why.
Well, and nowhere in World Showcase sells peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
No, right, not in the UK.
But Luke,
not...
you can eat princesses in World Showcase.
That might be a reason for you to check it out, Luke.
I love World Showcase. I just don't like it as much as Future World.
You can also do Kimpossible's Challenge, you know.
Yeah, and then when you're of age, Luke, you could drink and meet the princesses.
Get a moose head.
I don't want to know what comes of that.
And get phone numbers. That's what
I think they probably don't want to know either.
Yes, ask the princesses for their phone number, because if it was time-specific, they probably wouldn't have phones.
I found that bit is 555.
Wow. 407 W Disney. That's Kelly, please continue with your list.
My number five is the Yachtsman Steakhouse. It's a restaurant on property over at the Yacht and Beach Club Resort. It's my favorite place to eat on property. My number four is actually to do a Wishes or Illuminations cruise. I think that they're a really cool experience, especially for a family. And it's a different perspective on seeing the fireworks, especially if you get the boats that have the music hooked up to them.
Wishes!
Don't all the boats have music?
No, they don't. Some of them don't have music. You actually have to pay extra for the music.
Really?
There's a music fee.
Yes, there is. That's they charge terrible. You. Everything costs money at Disney.
Just bring your own iPod.
Oh, that's actually not.
There's even a boarding fee for the boats, apparently. You have to pay to get on them.
No.
Is there a fuel surcharge, too? I'm not, I wouldn't.
Fuel surcharge. There's a carry-on baggage surcharge.
Do you have to pay to sit down, too? You're
not
on the boat.
To bring anything on.
Just don't cross the crates in the middle.
Not allowed to bring your own food.
You're not allowed to bring your own food or drink if you want. And they provide soda, but if you actually want food, you have to order it through private dining. Yeah.
Pay hundreds of dollars.
And pay for it. That's a nice
way. And eat it with an 18.
What's the benefit of these pieces again, Kelly? I'm sort of missing that.
It really is. It's a really nice experience. It really is. We did the Illuminations one last Christmas, and it really was a nice experience. They took you on a whole tour of that area, like down past the Swan and Dolphin, down to Hollywood Studios. They talked about the parks and, you know, the architecture of the Swan and Dolphin, and they came back by the boardwalk, and then we did it at Christmas, and so they set us up with blankets, and they had cocoa and sodas and snacks, and it was actually really, my kids really got a kick out of it, all the special attention that was paid to them, and they really, really enjoyed it. So I would do it again.
Now, you saw Illuminations?
Yes.
Where did you sit when you watched?
They sat us under the bridge. We
under
were on the
bridge.
Left-hand side.
Under
yeah,
the
all
bridge.
The boats sit up on the, under the bridge. They go across, and for whatever reason, the wind was really good that night. We didn't have a huge problem actually, you know, enjoying, you know, the fireworks. I know that some people do say with the Illuminations cruise that if the wind is blowing a certain way, you get a lot of that. And
so
then
you
I've
can
done...
enjoy the actual 3 minutes of fireworks that are in Illuminations.
Oh,
you know, if you like Wishes, you can do the Wishes one. The Wishes one, the one that leaves, that you can have it like leave from the Contemporary, and they can have characters meet you there, and it's really cute. And
yeah,
like
boats.
Yeah.
Where do they put you?
They put you on a raft.
Exactly.
Where do you see it? Where do you see it from the boats?
Well, they take you out in front of
in the middle of Seven Seas.
You go out on a Mike Fink keel boat.
Okay. Oh my
it's
god!
Really nice.
And then you fall
it,
into
it,
the
it is.
I think that you know, there's this. Obviously, it's very expensive, and there are some other things I don't exactly love about it. But if you've never done it, it really is a nice experience to go and do with your family something different than you know, waiting in that mad rush of people for an hour before the fireworks to get a decent spot.
Or you can see from Fantasyland.
I was gonna.
The other thing is,
but then in Fantasyland, you get hit with the sprinklers from the.
That's the best part.
The other thing is that it. They hold 10 people, so if you know you have a family of 4 or 5, you can share it with someone if you're meeting up with another family down there. So it doesn't have to be as expensive for you.
And there's also several message boards where you can meet up with other families and split the cost. So it doesn't have to be, you know, a huge overwhelming thing. Anyway, number three, I have Dumbo. Number two, I love Dumbo.
Yeah.
And if you have little kids.
Yeah.
I just think that Dumbo is so iconic in Fantasyland. Like, all the little kids want to ride Dumbo.
And
for the
60-second
ride.
Of all of their parents. Yes.
60-second ride.
My sons could care less about the princesses right now, but my 4-year-old would freak out if he couldn't go on Dumbo.
With Rock and Roller Coaster, it's like a 60-second ride anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, I like Dumbo. I think it is something special. I think if something happened to Dumbo and it wasn't there, I think people would flip out. I think it is that type of ride.
Yeah, because you can't just go over to the magic carpets of Aladdin.
Now, there's something about Dumbo. Oh, yeah,
it's not even the same. Are you serious?
One of the most iconic attractions of all time.
I know.
The spitting camel, please.
I prefer Astro Orbiter.
Got these camels left over from this parade at MGM. Want to use them for something?
Didn't we just use that like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we did. I'm using it again.
That was a question, a quiz I took.
nice. Astro Orbit is better anyway.
Yeah, no. I don't think Astro Orbit.
Because that's whatever.
It's elevated.
Number two, I have Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Wow.
That ride.
Yes.
I almost had that.
You almost had Big Thunder?
Yeah, almost. Love
Big More Thunder. Than Space?
I love Big Thunder way better than Space or Space.
I do too.
Really?
And number one, I have Toy Story because I was completely blown away by it when I was there this summer. I thought it was awesome. And my kids loved it. And I hate that stupid thing I knew you were going to do.
Spring Action Shooter, $14.95 at select locations.
Okay. No, I don't need to buy that for my son.
Sounds exactly like the top seven you would find the resort.
Well, I like Toy Story Mania.
We advertise our products.
It's my least... Disney Hollywood Studios is my least favorite park, but that is...
Me too, thank you.
I love that. I love the ride. I could literally go on it over and over and over again if they would let me. I think my
Luke
kids
loves
too.
Animal Kingdom.
Until you got Carpal Tunnel.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Nemo wasn't on your list, Luke.
I'm
mine?
Surprised,
how much
too.
He hates Nemo.
Mine? Mine?
Mine?
Mine?
Mine. Right,
let's move on.
Okay. Who's next?
Jose Castillo, your top seven.
Okay. All right. So my number seven is actually Cirque du Soleil.
And, wow. You've got some variety here.
Yeah, we do.
Yes. I think I don't think you can see Cirque du Soleil anywhere else. Not this. Not La Nuba.
No, this is a unique. It's a completely unique show.
And I've seen it twice, and I gotta say that for the twice, even though this show is exactly the same, it's not, because it's usually different people. So it's actually a different experience both times I went. So I do recommend you check it out if you can afford it and if they're giving it when you go there, because luckily one time they were on vacation, I couldn't see it.
Do they still perform 7 days a week now?
No.
It's less now.
Yeah. Number six is World Showcase.
Look at this. Showcase. I'm a Future World guy. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I like Future World, but you're going to see it anyways. A lot of people skip out on World Showcase because it's all the way in the back. I know sometimes I've gone to Epcot and not done World Showcase.
People have kids and they don't usually do World
exactly. World. But I say if you
but you can do the KidCot stations if you have
kids. Or the free Caballeros.
Is that really that big a draw for kids, though?
KidCot is big for kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you should do it, but how many people go there and don't know about KidCot? That way they don't really get into...
Yeah, they should advertise it a bit more.
That was probably the reason why they added the Grand Fiesta Tour, really, was, again, something kid-friendly in World Showcase, which there really wasn't a lot of.
Well, I think little kids can like it. Like, Anthony loves it. He thinks it's great. They do the passport. He does the mask every time we go.
Oh, I agree. I'm not saying the kid counts something bad. I think it's excellent.
And there is other entertainment throughout World Showcase. I have to tell you, my son, even at a young age, really liked it because he felt grown up going through there. So,
is that because bought him beers?
I would.
Yeah. It's like children sometimes really like going to a fancy restaurant. I mean, even though they're young, they like that. It's the same idea. They like grown up things.
I would suggest taking your kids to see Off Kilter.
Yeah. Oh, Off Kilter's absolutely amazing.
Well, that's because you're Canadian. You have to like them.
I'm not
They're
Canadian.
Not Canadian.
What are they then?
I'm not Canadian.
Tom's Canadian.
They play in Canada. They're not even Canadian. Why are they Canadian?
Because they're not.
Are
they really
kilts?
Not Canadian?
They're not. I actually...
I'm glad working... this is getting off topic.
Wait, no. Kyle worked at Canada in World Showcase. So let's ask Kyle.
Number.
Wait, I want to hear...
I believe they were... they're not Canadian. I know that for sure. I believe they're all from Florida. I'm
well, my number
sure.
five
style
Go ahead.
Is Boma. I actually think Boma. I actually went for the first time for when I was at Worldwide Weekend, and it is now my favorite, at least breakfast location.
And yeah, I was gonna say, and you didn't even eat dinner there.
No. Yeah. So I definitely have to eat dinner. I want to really try it out eventually, but I think for breakfast, even if. You're in another hotel. Get your behind over there and go have some breakfast.
Get your behind to Boma. We're gonna.
They have some great juice.
We're gonna make bumper stickers with
they
that.
Have they have some great juices.
I warned you not to sit in front of Jackie Steele though, because
long story as to why you got.
You might get a Splash Mountain in it.
Oh my God!
You got a spit take right all over
spit
you.
Spit Mountain.
That's another story for another time.
Anywho, all right. Yeah, so you go eat there. Number four is Illuminations, Reflections of Earth.
Yeah. Wow, that's not your number one?
It is not my number one. Wow. It isn't, but it's my number four. I recommend you go see it, even though Tom hates it. This has to be my favorite fireworks show. I don't care if you say it's on Disney. It is awesome. I like this better than Wishes.
Only two. Sorry. There's only two fireworks shot off in the entire show, though.
No, there Thank really
you.
Isn't.
Well, that's, yeah, if you can't count, then I can understand your viewpoint.
No, I think, as I've said before, the 3 minutes of fireworks and illuminations are spectacular. My problem
it
is
more than 3 minutes.
My problem is the 7 minutes of downtime and horses running on a globe.
That's... Apparently, you can't count or tell time. All right, moving
on. Are they really horses? I never knew they were horses.
At one point, there's a horse that runs. That's the only thing.
I think it's the lighting, the music. It's everything.
I love
it's
the music.
I like the music,
geography
too.
Of everything together that really puts that show out. I mean,
it's when the guy blows out the torches, that's pretty cool.
Yes. Thank you. My number three is the original and untouched Space Mountain for now. That's how I'm going to leave
it.
The
one that shakes and rakes. And
yes, the one that's better in Disneyland because we still don't have a soundtrack in it and it makes it even better. Just duck down and watch your hands. That's all
I
got.
It's not that close. It seems close.
I know. No, but I really do like Space Mountain here. And it's the only one I've been able to experience, and I really hope that it stays the same.
It's not.
Well, I know it's not. That's why things go under change.
What happens?
Anyways. Number two, it's actually Spaceship Earth.
Yay.
Pre-2008 era.
Yay.
Hey, I thought I made it clear that this is supposed to be current stuff.
Okay, I like Spaceship Earth now. Just bring some headphones. That's all I gotta say.
And fiber optics pulled up over your head.
Yeah.
There you go. And a little model of Spaceship Earth.
Oh my
and
god. My,
and lots and a couple of TVs.
Plastic one they sell with Figment holding it. Pretend.
Oh. Yeah, I do like Spaceship Earth. Not only the actual attraction, but just staring at it.
Yeah, the structure.
Even though I've seen it hundreds of times, it still amazes me. And definitely something to see. Just stand there. And then finally, my number one may surprise you, may not. It's actually Cinderella Castle.
I think that's definitely a must see for anyone.
Yes, we do got a lot of variety here tonight.
We do.
And you can't miss it. If you don't go to Magic Kingdom, then you will miss it. But
not go to Magic Kingdom. That's unheard of.
Yeah, right.
Not for me.
It's not an attraction, but it has a restaurant and it has that bibbity bobbity thing.
Boutique.
I've seen people that haven't been to the Magic Kingdom. People that I knew in New York that like went and wouldn't go to
Magic
Kingdom.
Well, New York people are weird. It's okay.
Thanks.
Issues.
You're fired.
Of course they're weird. They're like the Yankees.
Okay. We're not going to get into
this. You don't say Caballeros.
Moving on.
The castle would have made it on my list until they put that bibbity-bobbity crap in it.
Well, I'm not paying attention. I can care less what's inside of it, but more how the looks of it.
I think that's a good pick, Jose. And I like what they do with it at Christmas now with all the lights all over
yep.
it.
Oh,
that looks so
yeah.
Cool.
That's
the only
beautiful.
Thing I'm not a fan of right now is the current pinkish color and the blue glossy tiles that when you take pictures distort your pictures because they're so glossy.
You and glossy, seriously.
I don't like glossy things.
No?
No, they piss me off. They get my picture blurry.
Well, don't get pissed off, Jose.
It's all right.
Just have some bacons.
Yeah.
Have some bacons and make the world a better place.
And get your butt to Boma.
And get your butt to Boma now.
We're making bumper stickers with that.
That's get your butt to Boma.
All right. Kyle Duffield, your top seven must-sees.
Yay. Oh, and by the way, you should go see Stitch's Great Escape, the best attraction ever.
Yeah, in your
dream. The seven things not to see.
Alright, that's eight now.
Is that next week? Is the seven things not to see?
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Yes.
The president sounds dangerous.
Oh, we should so do that. I hate that Stitch Rider.
You're gonna have to put it up for voting in the discussions and see if
that's
people.
That's it. I'd put it up for
Tom's voting. Will be Illuminations.
Like, let's not ruin it. Maybe
now Fredo's.
You know, if we could get the show to run a little longer, you know. Anyway, Kel, your top seven must-sees.
All right. Coming at number seven is Off Kilter at the Canada.
Hey!
Nice.
Now, this is something I have to do at least every single trip. If you haven't seen Off Kilter, I strongly suggest you go see them there.
Absolutely. I did, and I didn't like it.
Well, that's because you're Puerto Rican.
Well, at least somebody got it right. At least somebody got it right. I'm not Mexican. I'm Puerto Rican. No. Thank you.
Wow.
Moving on. Coming in at number six is Space Mountain.
Woo!
This is a ride that I can do over and over again. And the queue is absolutely fantastic as well with Star Tunnel. So.
Until you need to go see a physician.
Yes.
What? A fission? What?
I said
a physician.
Whatever. He's trying to hear talk.
Number five.
Coming at number five is Spaceship Earth. Now, this is the original Spaceship Earth.
No,
because I've yet to see the new one.
You're supposed to keep this thing current.
I know, yeah, but I have
yet
to see
it. Just say the ascent only.
The ascent only.
There we go.
Fantastic.
You're pleased, right? Mickey gods.
Oh, up to the fancy looking computer room.
up to the woman with the boots.
The woman with the spandex and the boots.
No, up to Steve Jobs. Up to Steve Jobs.
I love that scene because there's this really old guy with glasses looking at paperwork, and then there's this lady in spandex, black boots, and an afro.
Just spoiled the ride for like everybody.
One of these things music. Is not like the other. One of these the music just awesome. Doesn't belong.
Oh man. Coming in at number four now, this is not really an attraction, but it's actually meeting the one and only Mickey Mouse.
If you haven't noticed, we didn't keep it to just attractions.
Yes.
And you had all killed before, so.
Yeah. Meeting Mickey is something I do every trip. I've done this ever since I started going to Disney World. And, you know, I just, not just Mickey, but the other characters as well, you know. Moving on to number three is the spectacular Mickey's Dream Come True show. Woo! At the castle.
Nice.
I got a chance to see this for the first time while I was working down there last summer, and I loved it. It's awesome.
You stole one of Tom's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no, I don't there. Have it.
Yeah, Kyle, no. I really...
If it was a top 10, it would be, but it's
after
not...
After you were crying about it being down while you...
No, it is one of my favorite things. I love that show, but there's seven I like better.
Kyle, I just have to say, I have never seen Disney Dreams Come True Parade or Dream Along with Mickey, but they look absolutely spectacular, especially the music, and I can't wait to see them. So, honorable mentions go
out. Yeah, much better
than Pixar.
They're
still there when you get there.
moving on, number two is the classic attraction Pirates of the Caribbean. I kind of like it since the refurbishment. I think it's kind of cool that they've added Jack Sparrow, Barbossa, everything into the ride. The only problem we have is the ending that still hasn't been fixed and probably never will be.
No, I'm pretty sure it will be.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah. Yes. And coming in at number one, this is not going to be a shock to any of you if you know about me.
Oh, I know.
Haunted Mansion.
It's the Haunted Mansion, yes.
The thing we spent 2.5 hours on last week.
Yes. This is my favorite attraction of all time. It has been ever since I started going to Disney World. This is the first attraction I ever remember going on as a kid. And it's just, there's something special about it every time I go on it. And I was actually there for the reopening the first day. And I got a chance to go through it tons of times. And when we got to the graveyard, I actually had a tear in my eye. I mean, it's just awesome, the audio that they've done to it. And all the enhancements, it's just amazing. So, yeah.
Excellent.
That's my top seven.
Wow, there's been a lot of diversity in this listening.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised. And Denise, hopefully you can keep it up with your
top. I don't know about that. And number seven is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yay.
Number six is Spectra Magic.
Ooh.
Five is Splash Mountain. Especially at night.
Nothing diverse there yet.
No, nothing. Turtle Talk with Crush is number four.
That's diverse.
Nice. That's diverse.
I really like that. I get right into it.
Diversity here.
just amazes me that that turtle can talk and talk to the children. I think I'm like in awe, just like the children when I watch that.
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
What do you think of the laugh floor then?
I love that.
I do like the laugh floor.
Laugh floor is awesome.
Three is Toy Story Midway Mania, of course, and the one in Walt Disney World is better than Disneyland.
That's someone who's been on both.
Oh, yeah. Two is Illuminations.
Yes.
Yay.
My
water.
Right. Yeah, yeah. My number one favorite is Soarin'.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, no first one has Soarin' yet.
That's the first and last Soarin', because I don't have it either. I know you like
Soarin'. Yeah, it's my favorite.
Glad we got
I have to go on that every time I'm there.
Yes, me too. Even though there's 200 minute waits.
Yes.
Even though there's what?
200 minute waits.
200 minute waits. Not really. 100 minutes.
I've seen them at 180.
Yeah, but that was also probably like after it opened.
No, that was back in that was back in 2007 when I saw it at 180.
Most is like an hour and a half. If you get a fast pass, you don't have to wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So that's what you do.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you know who that leaves? Everyone's favorite person, me.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's April Fool's Day.
Yes.
Okay, that was a joke. That's the end of this. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. All right, for number seven.
See you real soon.
Pirates of the Caribbean at the Magic Kingdom. Number six. I'm going to cheat a little, and I have two parades. The Disney Dreams Come True Parade and Block Party Bash.
Yeah, I like Block Party Bash.
Block Party Bash is spectacular.
Oh, I love Disney Dreams Come True.
It's not even really a parade. I'm combining daytime parades, all right?
Yeah, I like how you make up rules for yourself.
Hey, hey, if they can combine the Magic Kingdom Mountain Range on the actual top seven, why can't I? So so Block Party Bash and, of course, Disney Dreams Come True, which is an awesome afternoon
parade. What about Jammin' Jungle? That's always the left out one.
I was going to include Jammin' Jungle because it was daytime parades, but I do
like... You really have eight. Now, we all could have picked eight.
Eight? Well, there's going to be more, so...
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead.
Cheater.
Breaks the whole rules.
Quiet all you people.
That means I can keep my Spaceship Earth pre-2008.
Number five, Mickey's Filler Magic.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Greatest I had that. Crossed it off.
Of all time. Talk about something with a wow factor. You go in here, no matter how many times you've seen it, it's just visually stunning. Absolutely unbelievable. A must-see for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Jose's falling asleep.
No. I'm in shock. I'm in awe.
Speaking of moaning, number four, The Haunted Mansion.
Yay!
Spectacular attraction, of course, and for reasons we stated last week over a course of 2 hours. Number three.
20 minutes.
2 hours before, depending how much of it got edited out.
So then it's going to be about 30 minutes.
Yeah, probably. Number three, the Walt Disney World Mountain Range.
There he goes
Space
again.
Mountain,
you have 11 now.
See?
Space Come on, Mountain, you're breaking the Space rules. Mountain,
and Expedition Everest. Big Thunder Mountain I like, but it's not going to make the top.
This is a blow.
This is a blow.
You're such a cheater.
I'm not cheating.
You're
so cheating, dude.
Those three mountains are must-see.
Oh, all the parades, all the mountains.
Everything's worth seeing.
I like the parks.
My number one is the Walt Disney World Resort in general.
Yeah. All the deluxe resorts. What else?
He's
all
just
the restaurants.
Stacey, how she does the triple mountain whammy. You should have just said that.
It's a triple mountain whammy.
Why, you can't do the quadruple mountain?
Insert your ticket into the fast pass kiosk.
No, but now there's four mountains.
And
so
wham, you get another ticket.
Wham.
Wham, wham, wham. All right, number...
Oh, my God.
Number 20 for Tom.
Thanks. Number two, Toy Story Midway Mania.
It's not number
first.
One.
Wow. How is that your number two?
I want to hear his first.
You see what number one is, you won't be surprised.
Number two is,
of course, had to be Toy Story Midway Mania. I love this attraction, and I don't think it's a fluke that a lot of people here had that on their top seven, and it just opened this year.
But it is a loop that everyone had it on their top seven.
My lord, we've had some corny things in them. But I think the award for corniest thing ever needs to be awarded to Luke Manning right now.
I'll second.
Wow.
I third that.
Anyway, number one, to nobody's surprise, Spectro Magic.
Wow.
This is number one.
That is actually surprising.
This is the number one must-see at Walt Disney World.
I'm surprised you didn't mention pins.
No, I didn't.
I know.
Maybe I should
pin trading card.
The pin trading card.
Disney's pins
are a must-see. It's, you can't help it but see them.
Yeah, you know, you're not necessarily happy after you buy them. You should have looked at your wallet and go, wow, I could add money. Anyway, Spectro Magic, every trip is a must-see. Probably multiple times I have to see it. It's just the quintessential piece of Disney entertainment. It's a parade, and it's a nighttime spectacular. And just as the intro to that parade says, it was Walt's favorite time in the park, and it's personally my favorite time in the park is at night.
Yes.
It's all for these. And, you know, and everyone here had nighttime spectaculars on their lists at some point or another. So, again, nighttime's the best time in the park, and Spectro Magic is just unbelievable. So that's why it's my number one.
And that's Tom's top 30.
That's my top
40. Top 40.
That sounded like Tom's top 30. World.
That was even cornier. So you've
cornier. You get two trophies.
So, yeah. Anyway, I had a lot of fun with this segment. I'm sure everyone else here did. Hopefully it was you were able to listen to it without pulling your headphones out. And
too late.
Thanks for voting for it. And thank you, everybody, for your top seven.
It's time to see what's going on around the WDWNT family of websites and make some town square talk. To fill you in on all of this week's announcements, please welcome Mayor Justin Heyman.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Town Square Talk, where we bring you all the news from around the WDWNT network of websites. Joining me today, as always, from Disneyland News Today and Your Ear to the World, Luke Manning.
Yes, live from my house phone due to the fact that my computer crashed. How exciting, everyone.
And owner of the WDWNT Network, Mr. Tom Corliss.
I was going to say, Luke, it almost sounds like I'm listening to Your Ear to the World when you're on your phone.
Ah, I see you're...
Get it? I'm making fun of the show's quality. Get it?
You're a funny guy.
Let's move.
That makes sense.
And in the first 2 minutes, two DCA jokes. Luke, what's happening over at our video website, WDWNTube?
Yes, Justin, we've had a lot of activity over at the WDWNTube since Matt Paul came to the website. And he's been an amazing asset to us. So we're going to start off with some of his videos. First up, we have the Disney Stars and Motorcars Parade, the last ever performance in both iPod and WMV format. Next up, we have the Disney Hollywood Studios Parking Lot Tram, which is available in both iPod and WMV format. Then from me, we have the iPod version of the Walt Disney Parade of Dreams video, which has been up for a while. You can now download it and put it on your iPod. We've re-put up all of the videos from the A Wild Decade event back in April with John Grigliano's, and they are Tom, Jason, and Adam, as well as Tom's first time on Primeval World. We've got the Animal Kingdom 10th Anniversary Ceremony, the presentation to the Disney World Trivia.com Dream Team, and Countdown to Finn, a hilarious ride on Dinosaur at the end of the night. Then heading back over to Matt Paul's video, we have the Disney's Hollywood Studios July 4th fireworks from 2008 in iPod format. We have Journey into Imagination with Figment in iPod format. We have Toy Story Midway Mania, Tom's favorite attraction, in iPod format, back from when they were holding soft openings. We've got Playhouse Disney Live on stage, the new version in both iPod and WMV format. We have Spaceship Earth back in December when they held the soft reopening, and that's also available in both iPod and WMV format. We have the Epcot monorail from the Transportation and Ticket Center to Epcot at night in iPod format. We have Dream Along with Mickey at night in iPod format. Wishes, a magical gathering of Disney dreams, so in iPod format. The Magic Music Mayhem Fireworks Show in a wide angle form, also in iPod format. Disney Dreams Come True Parade in iPod format. Disney Celebrate America, a 4th of July concert in the sky from the Magic Kingdom in iPod format. Streetmosphere Entertainment from Disney's Hollywood Studios in iPod format. And the Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage in WMV format. So that's it for all the videos.
As we are the only interactive podcast bringing you Disney entertainment.
Apparently doing dishes while we're recording the segment.
Tom Corliss, what's up for our fans to vote on at the WDW News Today community forums?
Well, as of right now, if you've actually finished the last Back to the Future segment, which actually clocked in our episode 65 at 3 hours, we're actually going to be doing another one in a few episodes up on episode 68, and voting is going right now for that, and it's very, very close, and the four choices you have are Space Mountain at the Magic Kingdom, the Centaurium or Mouse Gear at Epcot, the Soundstage Restaurant or Playhouse Disney Live at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and Disney's Contemporary Resort. So I don't think any of those are going to take as long as Haunted Mansion, but they should be very interesting. Also, we're going to have a discussion segment coming up on episode number 69 you could vote for. And again, that's another close race at the moment. We have three resort overviews from Disney's Polynesian Resort, Disney's Wilderness Lodge, and Disney's Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa. You can vote for one of those, or we have two unique discussions in one of them being if you could bring one attraction back, and the final one, relaxing in the park. So you could vote for one of those five topics for our next discussion coming up on episode number 69. And finally, the last thing I'd like to talk about is actually our newest segment, What Were They Thinking?, which is actually going to be taking place next week. This is the first one you could vote on. And although this poll seems to be running away at the moment for the misadventures of the Imagination Pavilion, as we're calling it, you can also vote for seasonal pavilions at Epcot, changing the name of the studios, or character-based attractions. And we'll try and explain just what they were thinking when they came up with that idea. And now, finally, something you can't vote for, but something you could be a part of. We are finally going to be holding the first listener edition of Where in the World is Tom Corliss? I'm going to throw this out there, that the first recording is now scheduled for Saturday, November 15th, 2008, at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you can join us at that time and you're willing to play this game for fabulous prizes, please contact us at wdwnewstoday@gmail.com. Or if you're registered for the WDW News Today community forums, there is a thread up in the WDWNT interactive section, of course, where you could also vote for those other polls to vote what's going to be on the show in the next few weeks. But in there is a section where you could sign up for game number one, which will be recorded again November 15, 2008, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. If you can and are willing to be a part of that game and compete for prizes, please contact us and we'll get you on there. And we're really excited to get our second game show really in motion after the success of Disney Don't Forget the Lyrics.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun once we get it going, and we invite everybody to participate. If you have previously expressed your interest to play, we will be contacting you as well. So,
yes.
Thank you to those of you who have already joined on to play our game. Well, I think that wraps up this edition of Town Square Talk. As always, visit our family of websites at wdwnt.com. You can link to any of our websites from there.
It goes to all of them.
It goes to every single one.
All 37.
And growing.
In iPod format.
Yes.
You visit us and talk to us at our WWNT community forums at www.newstoday.com/forums.
FORUMS.
That's right.
.com.
No, no .com. You just confused everyone.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, being on the cell phone confuses you.
Being Luke Manning confuses you.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no.
Well, on that note, thanks everybody for joining us for another edition of Town Square Talk.
Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum-bum. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like that is going to do it for episode number 66 of the WDW News Today podcast. As always, I want to thank you for listening. You make this show possible and worth doing every single week. And I'd also like to thank all my guests for making the show happen. On that note, it's now time for the big finish, giving you all the useful reminders you'll need to know in the coming week. First of all, to contact us here at the show with any questions, suggestions, comments, or concerns, you can leave us a voicemail message at 206-666-2982 or email us at wdwnewstoday@gmail.com. Be sure to check out the entire WDWNT network by going to wdwnt.com, and that includes WDW News Today, Disneyland News Today, the WDW News Today Community Forums, the Disney Pincast, the WDWNTube video site, and Your Ear to the World. Yes, there's a lot of them, but we hope you enjoy at least one. Coming up on next week's show, episode number 67, we're going to have your Walt Disney World Resort News and Rumor Report, and we're also going to have the return of our newest segment, What Were They Thinking? And believe it or not, it's going to be the third edition because, as those of you who joined us for the live show this Sunday know, we did a live What Were They Thinking? So the third edition, the choice on our forums that had the most popular vote is going to be covered on next week's program, and it's one that's really near and dear to a lot of people's hearts and should be a riveting discussion, certainly more riveting than the Tables in Wonderland discussion. Again, just want to send a shout out to everyone who joined us for that live show. It was a lot of fun. We will have another live show coming up on, I believe it is Sunday, December 21st. It is a WDWNT Christmas, we are labeling it, and don't worry, that will not be our podcast Christmas special. We have something very near and dear to our hearts planned for that. However, that'll be coming up on Sunday, December 21st. That one's actually going to be 9 to 11 p.m., so we're going to be starting an hour later. And we'll see how that works out, and hopefully more of you can join us for that one. We always have a ton of fun on those live shows, and of course all the websites in our network represented, and just really look forward to those. On that note, it's now time for the corniest catchphrase in all of podcasting to wrap up this week's program. That's going to do it for this week. See you all next week. See ya real soon.
Thanks for listening to the WDW News Today podcast. Be sure to listen again next week as we continue to bridge the gap between you and the world. This is Brian Summers saying good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.